welcome to the Philadelphia Channel, spotlighting the innovators making meaningful impact throughout the region across a wide range of collaborative and creative fields, including philanthropy, education, technology, family life, social entrepreneurship, advocacy of the arts, and more. Here's your host, Robert Rimm.
Dr. Carl Allsweet is the medical director of Mainline Health Palliative Care, and we'll be talking about a crucial part of his practice, advanced care planning. Palliative care physicians help patients with serious illnesses and are experts in pain and symptom management. They assist both patients and their families with complex medical decisions to help reduce physical and emotional suffering and enhance each patient's quality of life. Carl, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
In your experience, are people generally aware of the necessity to talk in advance about the healthcare decisions they may face in an emergency or in the final years of their life?
I think that people are aware of the need for having this discussion. Unfortunately, not many people actually follow through on that discussion.
And is it a difficult process?
No, it's not a very difficult process. I think the initial thought is daunting and could be full of fear, but the process itself is really not that difficult.
And are people hesitant, in your experience, to proceed with that process?
Some people are. Some people understand the importance, and understanding that importance gets them over the hump of the initial itchiness or concern about going through with the process. But in my experience, everybody, even the people who are reluctant to start it, feel a lot of gratification and are thankful that they did follow through and complete the process.
And who do you generally recommend for people to designate, spouse, friend, offspring, as someone who can represent them if need be?
That's a very important topic. And oftentimes people want to respect their loved ones and relatives and name them as surrogate decision makers. But sometimes that is not the best choice. The best choice is somebody that knows your wishes about what is a good quality of life for you and is willing to make the very difficult decisions in case it is a life or death decision that needs to be made.
And these decisions, obviously, they're so crucial. So having them in advance with someone that you're comfortable with is a key aspect, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. And sometimes that's not the relatives. The relatives have an emotional attachment that may interfere with the ability to make a rational decision for the patient.
And even though advanced care planning comes up more often for older adults, it's really something that all adults should consider, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that even though it's not likely that a 20-year-old is going to need their advanced care planning to be looked at, when it is, the emotions are much greater about it because the stakes are so much higher.
And emergency situations and medical crises obviously can happen to anyone.
Correct. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that completing an advance directive does not dictate the care if you have specific desires in an emergency situation.
And what are some common healthcare decisions that people may face if they're in critical condition?
Well, the decision, I think, is about what kind of quality of life the patient can be expected to return to. And it's very important that if we know the quality of life that they will return to is not the quality of life that would be acceptable, that we really introduce the topic of switching to comfort-focused care as opposed to longevity-focused care.
It gets also into the specifics of tube feeding or artificial nutrition, hydration, ventilator use, using CPR for resuscitation, comfort care.
Yes.
What do those look like generally?
Well, the life-prolonging treatments, the feeding tubes, ventilators, and things like that, it can be demeaning or not respectful to the patient. But if the patient desires for longevity of care, then these are wonderful tools that can extend life. If the focus is switched to comfort-focused care, generally we minimize the machineries and utilize minimal amount of medications as possible to achieve the maximal comfort for the patient.
And these decisions are based on their own personal values and preferences, aren't they?
Correct. And if they're known, yes, we can make decisions as to which modality to utilize, either the comfort-focused care or the longevity-focused care. Because if we know we can get the patient back, or we're fairly certain we could get the patient back to a life that they would want to lead, then we use all of the aggressive medical treatments.
And let's assume an emergency situation. How does the doctor at hand know what the preferences of the patient are?
Well, oftentimes they turn to the loved ones, the people who are closest to them, spouses, kids, parents, other relatives. Oftentimes these are known, sometimes they're not. But if the patient has an advanced directive, the patient has the opportunity to name the person that the doctor should be talking to about their decisions.
And having this information right at hand is so crucial. So how does the doctor get this information to begin with? Supposing a patient, for example, is not a part of the hospital, or the doctor is not a part of the hospital where they would perhaps typically go.
That's a very big problem that we face, but I think that fortunately technology is helping us with that. And if we can get these documents in at any time, even for patients coming in for blood work, if they present to have laboratory work done, they can present their advanced directive or all their documents that are necessary, and we can scan them into the medical record and then have that available in case of an emergency in the future. Otherwise, it is really dependent upon the patient and their families to have this information and have it available in the time of an emergency, which can be problematic.
And are there online databases where patients can have this information entered that are immediately accessible by hospitals?
There is, but it's a scattered approach. There's not a unified method. Some states have registries. Oregon has a registry that is utilized across the state for emergency documents, but Pennsylvania does not have that at the present time. Mainline Health is, we're working towards something that will be accessible in an emergency situation, but we do not have it at the present time.
Is there a time frame for getting that implemented?
No, there's a lot of hoops that we're going to have to jump through in order to get that taken care of.
Understood. And advanced care plans should be reviewed regularly, shouldn't they?
Yes, and it depends a lot upon the age, health condition of the patient, as well as their wishes. I think that if you're young and healthy, we recommend 5 years. If you have medical conditions that are ongoing but are still functionally doing well, then every 2 years. But if you're starting to have functional decline or over the age of 70, we recommend a yearly review.
And that should be done with a primary healthcare provider, yes?
That's the most beneficial way of doing it, is along with the providers that you're normally used to seeing.
Yeah. And what are the key ways for patients to document and communicate their wishes, both to their families and doctors?
The way that's usually utilized is through an advanced directive. And the advanced directive will name the person who is the surrogate decision maker, and then also what kind of care is desired if the patient was unable to speak for themselves. In the state of Pennsylvania, there's also emergency documents in the name of an out-of-hospital DNR order, as well as a PULSED form, which stands for Pennsylvania Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment.
And about that, that's a portable set of medical orders for patients who are seriously ill, and they're completed based on conversations between patients and their healthcare providers. And that covers really quite a bit, doesn't it?
It does. The main focus is on the emergency care, whether or not cardiac resuscitation or respiratory resuscitation should be implemented.
And you mentioned the advanced directives. This is a combination of the living will and the medical power of attorney. So perhaps you could tell us a bit about each one.
Historically speaking, the living will was the oldest part of the document, and that was where the patients were communicating. If they reached a certain level of debility, it instructed healthcare providers to proceed with treatments such as cardiopulmonary resuscitation, ventilator, feeding tube, dialysis, surgery, things like that. What they found after having just the living will in place for a few years, that there were a lot of gray areas. And so what they did was then they implemented a medical power of attorney who would be named to fill in the gray areas where the clinicians could discuss with a person who knows the patient the best and is able then to figure out and dictate the care from that point forward.
And where does organ and tissue donation fall in the mix?
The organ and tissue donation is a part of a lot of advanced directives. There will be a question about their desire to do that. Of course, the organ donation status on a driver's license in Pennsylvania is also very powerful. But the families are all, they always have a discussion with the transplant coordination about the viability of that. But that is another thing that's important to discuss with your family if you're not able to make those decisions yourself.
And what are the advanced care planning public forums like?
We have seminars on a monthly basis where I go through the process that we have in Your Life, Your Way program, where we have six steps, and I explain these six steps in detail in a public forum, a very casual setting, where we discuss the program, answer any of the questions, and fill in a lot of the gaps for the public.
Such crucial elements for them to become aware of. And are they generally comfortable within this environment?
I have gotten a lot of very positive feedback from the patients and the families who have attended those sessions, and I think we're doing a good job with those.
Advanced directives, Pennsylvania orders for life-sustaining treatment, the advanced care planning public forums. These are such crucial elements. Well, on these notes, listeners can find out more about advanced care planning and its specific components at mainlinehealth.org. Mainline Health also offers a useful and practical guide to help with the steps involved, which listeners can also access on the Philadelphia Channel podcast page. Carl, good to have you with us, and all the best in your outreach efforts and advanced planning initiatives.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Access, stream, and download the Philadelphia Channel bi-weekly, part of the International Innovate podcast series on PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, iTunes, and online at innovatepodcast.org. On behalf of the Philadelphia Channel team and our collaborators, good to have you join us.